Howdy, folks. You know, one thing I always tell young fellows, never marry a girl because she looks sensible. Because, I'll tell you, a sensible girl has more sense than to look sensible. This is Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, bringing you another go-round of Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time, and, well, tomorrow's Friday the 13th, you know. There's another Friday the 13th coming up in December. But there's nothing to be alarmed about. If you just remember, if you put a monkey's paw in your left pocket, you'll attract the smile of fortune. And if you soak a few strands of hair in stump water and bury it between two potato halves in the dark of the moon, you've got it made then. It's funny to me how anybody can get worked up about the dangers of Friday the 13th, when there's so many simple ways to make things turn out all right. We're hoping our entertainment will turn out all right today. I don't know, but starting it out is our Halloran Quartet singing, "I Can't Give You Anything But Love."
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. That lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, pretty baby.
Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for, gee, I want to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth never will sell, pretty baby. So until that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Well, that was real entertaining, wasn't it? Speaking of entertainment, I'll tell you, Double Mint Chewing Gum, it's as popular with entertainers as it is with housewives and men and women in every field of activity, our field of inactivity, too, for that matter. Because, I'll tell you, Double Mint Chewing Gum is it's good to have around at work or at play or during your hours of leisure. When you chew Double Mint, you're doing yourself many a favor there. You it just depends on which one you're looking for. Now, chewing Double Mint after every meal, for example, that does you the favor of cleaning your teeth. And when you feel jittery, well, chewing Double Mint helps keep your nerves calm. And that's the way it goes all down the long list of helps that Double Mint delivers when you need them. You get some today, you hear? Healthful, refreshing Double Mint chewing gum. I'd like at this point to tell you a very funny story. A story that'll make you laugh and laugh and all. And that's just what I'd do if I could think of any of them. But it looks like we'll have to settle for Worth instead of Mirth. And here's Frank Worth and the Buttram Symphony performing "Dance of the Hours." Very fine, fellas. I don't know what it was, but it was good. Hey, did you see where they have a special school for waiters nowadays? The idea is, it's to teach them how to seem more polite, you know. It's just an act, of course, but they want the waiters to bow low and say sir and madam and things like that in such a way. You know, the customer will think he's some punkins, you know. They've got other refinements they're going to teach him, such as the delicate cough when it's time for the tip, you know. I thought they already knew that, most of them. See, anything that makes me nervous, though, it's to have a dude waiter hanging around me, you know. Seems like he's watching every move I make, like... Maybe I was going to pocket the silverware or something. Every time I take a handful of crackers and pulverize them into a bowl of chili, well, some waiter, he acts like he's scared I was going to get some crumbs on the floor. Maybe he has to sweep up, I don't know. But if they just teach these waiters to act real tickled when they get a tip, that'd be a major achievement right there. They don't seem to share my sentiment that the size of the tip is not as an important thing as the spirit in which it's given. Well, here's some advice I know you'll not only accept, but you'll thank me for. That's when you're driving your car, you want to have a package or two of double mint chewing gum along there. I don't know, driving seems pleasanter always when you're chewing double mint. It helps lighten the tension of driving and keeps you alert and steady in a cool, relaxed way. And that's mighty important for safe driving. So keep plenty of double mint stashed away in your car there and get full enjoyment out of your ride. Speaking of enjoyment, it's Buttram bonus time. Thursday, this is Thursday, and it's poem day for the Buttram bonus. Today's rhyme is one I think you'll like. It's called Don't Judge Others Too Hard. Pray do not find fault with the man who limps or stumbles along the road, unless you have worn the shoes he wears or struggle beneath his load. There may be tacks in his shoes that hurt, though hidden away from view, Or the burden he bears placed on your back might cause you to stumble too. Don't sneer at the man who's down today unless you felt the blow that caused his fall, or felt the shame that only the fallen know. You may be strong, but still the strife that was his, if dealt to you in the same way and at the same time, might cause you to stagger too. Now, don't be harsh with the man who sins, or pelt him with word and stone, unless you're sure, yes, doubly sure, that you have no sins of your own. For you know, perhaps if the tempter's voice should whisper as soft to you as it did to him when he went astray, it would cause you to falter too. So do not find fault with the man who limps or stumbles along the road, unless you have worn the shoes he wears or struggled beneath his load. Well, that was Don't Judge Others Too Hard, our Buttram bonus poem for today. And now, while I refuel my enjoyment with a stick of double mint chewing gum, Paula Richards is going to sing Sposin'.
Sposin' I should fall in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love, no, for sure that I'm in love. I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
That's good singing, Paula. And tomorrow on Just Entertainment, I'm going to sing. You can take that either as a invitation or a warning. I don't know. So come fortified with plenty of delicious double mint chewing gum, will you? Because, well, double mint seems to make nice things nicer and makes the other kind easier to take. This is Pat Buttram reminding you that some people are bent with toil. Others get crooked trying to avoid it. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow now.
This is the CBS Radio Network.